escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I would like to express sincere condolences to all the families who have lost loved ones by the flooding of the Guadalupe River.
This is a special edition of the Mid-Morning Mic Check. The Texas Flood on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
10:34 now. Mike Rogers, Austin, York, with you as we continue a special edition of the Mid-Morning Mic Check this Monday after July 4th weekend, an unthinkable tragedy over the holiday weekend in Central Texas in the Hill Country. There's just a staggering amount of rain falling and a 30-foot wall of water rolling down the Guadalupe River.
God, I can't
River
even
canyon.
Imagine that.
It's incredible. And that it rose that high in like 2 hours.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. When you look at the time lapse, nothing was there, and then suddenly it is just gone.
And you saw it. You said you had a friend who was there earlier in the week. What was it, like Wednesday or Thursday?
He took his last week. He took his family of five to go on the Guadalupe River, do some canoeing. And he was the irony was he was a little concerned about the water level. He said it was a little low.
Too low.
And rocks and everything. He said he had fun, but
can change in a hurry. Let's go down to Kerrville right now. KRLD's Chris Fox is there. He's been there all morning. Probably going to be spending most of his week there, I would imagine. Chris, this news conference is over. We heard from a lot of local officials, Senator Ted Cruz as well. What can you tell us about what was said?
I think one of the things that jumped out at me, not because it was additional information, not because it was anything new, but Mayor Joe Herring saying this will be a rough week for those families waiting. And and that being said, I'm currently watching as helicopters are going up and down here in Kerrville, the Guadalupe River, at tree level, looking down for anything they can find. I mean, it's daunting to think of what they have in front of them right now and how long this will take. And we're talking, I was saying earlier, from Hunt, Texas, down to Comfort, 35, 40 miles. It's actually down about 60, 65 miles I'm looking now. This is a lot of debris, tightly packed, difficult to find, difficult to get to, cars in the middle of it, potentially bodies in there. So when you hear him say this is going to be a rough week, and Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring has kind of been the emotional voice throughout the whole thing. He's literally Friday had very difficult time speaking without choking up. Without crying. And so Senator Cruz saying Texas is grieving right now. It is, I knew it would come to a debate over who to blame. And sure enough, that came out. And National Weather Services, some people pointing the finger at them. Senator Cruz defended them. Some are arguing the fact that there is no flood warning system. Despite the fact that back in 2015 in Wimberley, we lost 13, and there was a great call for it. And in this most recent state legislature, House Bill 13 would have set aside grant money for this thing, this exact problem, this exact issue. It was set up for after the fires, the wildfires in North Texas. But the whole concept is the same. It's emergency money for cities that say they can't afford it. And that's what we learned from County Judge Kelly when he was saying that it's just too expensive. And now you find people here saying, all right, so is losing 82 people at least, is it still too expensive? And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But this is still, we're talking about first responders now mostly and what they're up against. And that's that should be the focus. And that is the focus of most of the people here.
All right, Chris, thank you so much. It's great work. And we're going to be back with you during the 11 o'clock hour, and we'll get any new information we have from you then. We appreciate it. We're going to switch right now over, Tristan, if you would, to Major Swires with the Salvation Army, because if you're looking for a great way to help the victims of this weekend's flooding disaster, this is it. We are teaming up with the Salvation Army to help in basically in any way humanly possible. Yeah. And that's what the Salvation Army is all about. Major Swires with us right now. Major, good morning. Are you in Kerrville right now? Where are you exactly?
Good morning. Yes, I am honored to work with the Salvation Army here in Kerr County. And certainly our community is, we're in shock. And I appreciate the opportunity to be on your radio station and to share. Ironically, I grew up in Dallas, and I'm a product of Bryan Adams. So certainly, we've come full circle here. But I'm grateful for this opportunity. The Salvation Army, we have two employees that they themselves have lost their house. It's personal for us. Each and every day that we've gone out, knowing that people that are helping us are also the ones that are our victims. And normally for us, we go to the coastline, or we've gone as far as the Florida hurricanes that occur to assist other people. And when it's you, it's devastating. And we're we mourn for all the losses that have taken place. It's a small community relative to, the Metroplex, and people still know people. And that's part of the hard thing of this is just, it's not somebody over there. It's, I just saw that person for many, just because we are a small, tight group, here in Kerrville. But even in that loss, it's just so grateful, to see the goodness of people. As was just on the last segment that was just aired, we live in a world with just people can't get along, and it's a lot of back and forth and gotcha moments, and at least from my perspective. And this has brought everybody together for the cause of trying just to make today and tomorrow better for the people that have lost everything.
Sorry to interrupt, but what is a major need right now? What the people that you would suggest if someone's trying to help?
The Salvation Army is in it long term, so we go through different phases. We're still in search and rescue, so our primary right now is feeding the 1,000 first responders who have come to our county to help. And we're doing that with our food trucks at locations in which they gather to serve. And then that we also go out and to hunt and comfort in other places with relationships that we previously had with the school system and volunteer fire departments to get close to where it is, but yet not to interfere with the rescues that are hopefully about to take place. But then you also have the folks who have lost everything and they got out with just the clothes on their back. And so we're in the process of trying to make sure that we are receiving and providing to them the comfort and the hugs and the conversations and reassurances that they need through those that are here with us. You know, we're doing the spiritual and emotional care that, you know, the Salvation Army provides, but we also have four food trucks that are running throughout our county, providing meals to folks. It's four meals because we're serving through the night because there's overnight shifts for folks. We have transformed our social service office, which, you know, normally is meets the needs here in Kerr County, to having a place where volunteers can come and help us sort the donations and make it such that when those that have experienced this trauma come, we can, as best as possible, bring hope.
This is so unthinkable what has happened, and there's so much emotion. I can hear it in your voice. This is affecting everyone.
It's long days, but you know, I go home, and I have a house, and I have a bed, and I have a family that greets me, and so you know, it's you just get up and do it again the next day, because there are people that don't. And so, you know, we're going to move from this phase of, you know, helping first responders and those that are receiving the immediate assistance. But, you know, financially we need help because we're looking to, as this enters a new phase, to help people with their rent and their utilities. You know, gift cards are great because, you know, I would rather give someone a gift card and let them shop for the sizes, right, and the colors and the exact needs that they have, and the dignity to shop with that. You know, certainly we'll take what we receive and distribute lovingly, but, you know, donations of funds to help SalvationArmy.org or gift cards, you know, calling 1-800-SAL-ARMY and just signing up to volunteer, you know, to help sort everything that's coming through. I mean, Texas is, you know, we're in the heart of Texas, and, you know, it is just so great to see people respond like they are. And I just, you know, I believe, you know, I and everyone's just, we're in the palm of God's hand, and I'm just so thankful for your listeners and the opportunity to partner with those that can just help us make tomorrow a little better.
We are happy to do it through Major. Listen, you guys are doing a fantastic job down there. We're going to let you get back to it. Thank you so much. Major Swires is with the Salvation Army in Kerr County, ramping up relief efforts there, food, shelter, emotional support. They're providing it all. And we are tied in with them, supporting their mission. You can help out. KRLD listeners, you can donate directly at helpsalvationarmy.org, or you can call, he mentioned the number, 1-800-SAL-ARMY. All of the donations go towards emergency aid. That's meals, hygiene kits, volunteer support. They're also coordinating with volunteers in Kerrville. Every dollar helps bring hope and relief to families in crisis. 10:45 now at KRLD. There is a North Texas connection to a whole lot of this, and we'll get into that coming up on KRLD.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.